Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
A Queens mistress is facing charges after allegedly going on the dark web and getting caught using a hitman-for-hire website. This to allegedly try and put a hit on her lover's wife and his daughter. Under arrest last month in Virginia, Yu Zhao, and she will be arraigned today, or scheduled to be arraigned today. She's accused of offering to pay for the hit in crypto, cash, and even sexual favors. All of us are feeling the effects of the heat wave, but some neighborhoods in the five boroughs feel it worse than others.
It's nothing special for Tobias, who's lived in the South Bronx for 13 years.
This is regular New York City summertime.
But when he hears that this area is 8 degrees hotter in the summer than neighborhoods like the Upper East and West Side.
It's the lack of greenery. When you come into areas like this and it's been either extremely overdeveloped or extremely underdeveloped, your biggest thing is wanting to be able to find shade.
And city data shows a block with trees, grass, and shrubs is cooler than a block with nothing but sidewalk.
I'd like to see the city actually put more trees and stop cutting down all of what we do have left.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the South Bronx.
Closing arguments today in the corruption trial of Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey. He's accused of selling out his public office in exchange for lucrative bribes. Federal prosecutors say he exchanged influence and power for money, gold, a convertible Mercedes-Benz, and mortgage payments. Allegations he has denied. If convicted, he faces up to 20 years in prison. He's being tried alongside two businessmen. His wife Nadine had her trial postponed after being diagnosed with breast cancer. Regardless of how things turn out, Menendez is showing a little chance of winning re-election. If he does run, he'd do so as an independent. And the senator made history. No one in the Senate's 235 years has ever been indicted twice in separate bribery cases. An investigation is underway after the body of a woman was found inside of a plastic bag late Friday afternoon on the street in the Kips Bay neighborhood. Police showed up at 207 East 27th Street after a call came in about a suspicious package. Turns out inside the bag was the body of a 31-year-old woman who had a gunshot wound to her head. Medical examiner says based on the victim's injuries, this is believed to be a homicide. And so far, there have been no arrests made. Animal shelters throughout the city are dealing with an overwhelming number of dogs, and the shelters are seeing a decline in the number of people adopting those dogs. Katie Hansen is a spokesperson for the Animal Care Centers of New York.
One of the hardest aspects of the fact that we are so overcrowded is that we still have the same amount of staff. So we have, you know, double the capacity of animals, and we're working still with the same amount of staff. So it's really difficult to provide the level of care that we want to.
And she says the problem is not so much that people have returned dogs they adopted during COVID, but that the number of people adopting dogs is far down from pre-COVID numbers. Large rally this morning outside of a Bronx apartment building. Tenants took to the streets, and they argued that they plan on going to housing court for a second time in their suit against their landlord.
Tenants from 918 Morris Avenue, 45 units in the apartment, coming together. This long fight, they say, now is in court. A lawsuit against the landlord, Mid-Bronx. Gina among them. She's been in the building 33 years, citing falling ceilings, rotting stairwells, rats, mice, and much more.
People, squatters, and people that are trespassing unlawfully. That's a big thing.
So there's no security at all?
None. No cameras working. People just come in. I've had people sleep literally in front of my door. They think it's a big joke because they don't live there.
So as they head in here to Bronx Housing Court. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Grand Concourse, the Bronx.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.